Jerry, Nebraska's dealing with some poor water quality at home. Tell us what's going on.
We built a new house a couple years ago, and in the last 4 or 5 months, we've developed a sulfur odor in our kitchen.
Are you on city water or well water?
Well water.
Okay. When's the last time you had the water tested?
3 months ago, right after this odor started showing up.
And what did the test show?
Everything was normal.
It might mean that the water is safe, it just has a bad odor to it. And in that case, you may need to add a charcoal filter to the filtration system. Do you have any kind of filter system on it now at all?
It's a Culligan filter with a 10 micron filter, but it basically just catches sand and rust particles.
Right, doesn't affect taste. I would call the Culligan guys, talk to them about the taste problem that you're having, the odor problem, and find out if a charcoal filter might be in your future, because I have a feeling that it is, and that will take that smell right out, and I think you'll be a lot happier with it.
Okay, thank you.
Jerry, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.